I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On the 10th anniversary of the International Religious Freedom Act, Iran has managed to provoke global outrage for the regime's suppression of believers. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says, in spite of the persecution, there's an incredible openness to the gospel.
We need to pray that our brothers and sisters will be bold in reaching out and in answering that openness and sharing the gospel. The other thing that I encourage people to pray is pray for government authorities to come to know Christ personally.
There are two draft bills pending in the Legislative Assembly involving apostasy, evangelism, and Christians. Next, the new international version of the Bible tops the list of preferred translations for evangelical leaders. That's according to a recent survey by the National Association of Evangelicals. NIV marks its 30th anniversary this year. International Bible Society Send the Light's Ron Youngblood describes the ABCs of why the NIV engages so many readers.
A translation must have the kind of dignity that can be read in any context, so the little children can read it, and in mixed groups it can be read, and so forth. So accuracy, beauty, clarity, dignity, these four characteristics, among others, I think characterize the NIV.
And missionaries in Ireland are reaching the lost through community service projects. Greater Europe Mission says the Serve the City program mobilizes people from all parts of the community, including non-believers, to serve others in practical ways. This means that Christians can witness to the people they're serving, as well as to the people who are serving with them. Pray that God would open many hearts to the gospel in Ireland's rapidly changing society. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotional journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.